So welcome back to part two of Tuesday, live with Linda and friends on July, 13th. Yes, Lauren. Lauren, you had a question.
Since we have been getting together, I have wanted to tell everybody about this book. It's called Cellular Awakening by Barbara Wren. And for me,
fascinating.
This was how your body holds and creates light. And she says that when a cell is illuminated, the DNA within that cell is also illuminated, giving you access to the universal wisdom that is held within its matrix by matching your microcosm, the cell, with a macrocosm, the universal energies, you can begin to unlock your true nature and realize your potential for greatness. You would fall all over yourself with this
book. Absolutely.
If I remember correctly.
Fantastic.
I read this. Perfect. This led me to Bruce Lipton, you know, a decade ago.
I'm just going to write that in the chat.
I'll do it.
Okay. Great. Yeah, put it in the chat, please. Thank you so much. Any of you, like the book that Sage recommended has been recommended to me by several really close friends. And these books that we share with each other, they have changed my life or shaped my life. Thank you. That's a great one. And of course, listening to Bruce Lipton's Cellular Wisdom talk is a great one. It's a short piece that he has that you can listen to. And I just don't have time to do his Saturdays, but if any of the rest of you do and you can share some of his wisdom, I had the great, incredible experience of co-teaching a day workshop with him in Vienna. I can't remember, I think it was about 6 years ago. And we had people from 15 countries. And there's actually a video of it, which is really fun.
Linda, we have a question. This is Sage.
Yeah, Sage, thank you.
I'm not able to, it's from Angela, and she and I had chatted a little bit on the chat. And Angela, I just wanted to check and make sure, are you still needing support? Or do you feel like, okay, got it. She had asked if I would ask her question. She recently lost a dear friend to suicide and went to the funeral today and is asking for support around grief and sudden grief and how T-Touch might be able to support her through that process.
Yes, and there is a really interesting book that I recommend. It's a short little book. It's called Oxytocin, and it is written by a doctor who lost his 16-year-old son and could absolutely not get beyond the grief. It was destroying his life, and he discovered oxytocin, and he recommends in the book how you can actually you can get oxytocin, that you can take drops. We can activate oxytocin also with the gentle movement of the tissue and just the heart hug, taking your friend into the heart and calling in the angels. And something that might be really helpful to you also, Angela, considering what we're all doing in this course, it's to look at the website by not Edgar Casey. Oh, come on, Linda. They're two incredible. It'll come to me in a second. It's what put me on this whole path in 1972 at Esalen Institute when I went to a week-long workshop with Robert Monroe. And it's the Robert Monroe Institute. And one of the things that I had the great you know, possibility to do was a week-long workshop in helping people to go to the part, to leave the body and to actually get to what we conceive of as heaven, to a place of peace where the soul goes to change addresses, as they say in Hawaii. And if you'll let me know, Angela, how you feel about that, looking at that website. It's an amazing Robert Monroe Institute in Virginia. And it gives us I think, such a beautiful sense of the soul's journey and soul's purpose. And the doing the heart hugs and bringing this place of gratitude. And we can all do this right now. I would really like to, for any of you who are having grief right now for a loss of an animal or a loss of a friend. And I wanted to bring my friend in, Kate Reardon, because she lost her dog of 17 and a half years. And it's just the same as losing a dear close friend. The difference is that the dog was living with her and she's been bedridden for 8 years. And so would you share the name of your friend that we can bring her into our hearts?
It's my best friend's husband, Stuart.
I think the thing that has made such a difference to me over the years is coming to a place of understanding that when somebody leaves the physical body, it's not the end. It's the new beginning. And there are ways that there are people who are trained in helping people across. It's one of the processes that I did, a week-long workshop. And this, for me, what's important, whether it's our animals or our friends, it's knowing that they're not gone. They've just changed addresses.
I really like that.
Linda, it's Sage. And I wanted to offer up one other touch that's been really helpful for me around some of the more difficult emotions. And sometimes the heart hug is too much for me. And so I'll just lay one hand. I mean, I'm actually just doing a clouded leopard where I've got the thumb is engaged, just holding an anchor, and then just the finger pads. And I do just along the sternum, just a very light, like a half pressure. And then I may even start to work over into the ribs on this side, where across where my heart, my physical heart is. But I noticed for myself, I need a very, very light touch, and I can't.
Yeah, have two hands.
Both hands.
Right. Yep. Let's just do that and see how that feels for you, for any of you who are dealing. And I would really love to take this opportunity, just to, a few minutes, to honor those animals and our people who have passed. And for those of you who knew, who knew Lindsay, the joy that it brings me when I think of her, because I believe it was a conscious choice that she left at the top of her game, as Sam so beautifully said. And it, when we lose our animals or we lose friends close to us, that feeling of loss is so, it's so great. But if we go beyond that feeling of loss and call on the angelic realms and go to a place of gratitude, what did you know about this person? Angela. What can make you smile about him? Just the beautiful things that you knew.
He was just a great father, and the way he played with his kids and, you know, took them out on boats in the water, and they're always falling off into the water, and, you know, he just so loved and cared for them.
And he will continue to be there for them. And for those of you who've lost an animal or a person, if you want to connect with them, one of the processes that I found really helpful for people is this idea of sitting down and writing a letter and saying all the things you want to say about this person, all the things you loved, or animal, all the things you loved about them. And then just ask, if you could write to me, what would you have to say? And we've had such beautiful communications in this way over the years with people and dogs and kitties and horses. It's a way of connecting. And Angela, if he could talk to you, what do you think he would say to you at this time?
I think he would say, look after my family, you know, be there for them.
And this concept, what I find our tendency for those who don't, haven't yet realized that when we leave the physical body, it's not the end. This idea that we have a tendency to shut, because of pain, to shut off that animal or person. Some people have that. If instead, if you bring that feeling of joy, of all the things you, all of the wonderful things you had with them, bring them into your heart and just fill your heart with joy. And I'm doing this now with Kate and her beautiful dog of 17 and a half years for and very gently, the gentlest, as Sage said, the lightest possible touch. The lighter the touch is, I have a feeling, the more oxytocin we activate. And that hormone is what Bruce Lipton is calling the trust hormone. And that's what, if you are interested, it's a really short read, really worthwhile reading, I think, or taking a look at Oxytocin by Dr. Kim Stoddard. Thank you. Thank you, Angela and Sage, for sharing that, because we're all dealing with grief all the time. And in the last training, we had the sister of, a sister was in the course, and she lost her sister in the hospital with COVID and couldn't go there. And we did a wonderful Zoom session, and she told us all about her sister. And it was so beautiful to hear. And as she was telling it, she had reached out and was doing T-Touch with her before she passed. But the memories that she had, suddenly things that she hadn't thought of for years came out in that opportunity to share. So sometimes it's, we tend to shut down or shut off our feelings. And instead, if we can bring that joy of knowing that being two-legged or four-legged.
That's really helpful. Thank you so much.
Yes, and I always call in their angels. It's such, they're always here for us. We just have to, when we're aware, it's even more powerful. Thank you. Now, let's go to the pressure. What I want us to think is how we have come to this concept of pressure over the years. And those of you who know it, there's a method, a process that I go through each time, just because methods help us to get that left brain involved. So first get to the first one, pressure. So I'm going to support my elbow, whichever hand is best for you. Now, and then just so I'm, feel what happens if you don't support the elbow, just reach up and feel how much more of your body it takes now than if I just settle like this. Now, I'm going to use the eyelid for this. In one of my books, I actually switched and I was using this very soft tissue part right under the eye here. If you don't like to touch your closed eyelid, then don't do it, go underneath. And actually tell me that. So I want us to talk more about that, and I'll be sure to guide you on that part right under the center of the eye. Here in that little soft part that tends to get puffy if we're tired. So now I'm going to use my forefinger to move the skin on my eyelid, but before, so I'm not just hanging out there in space, I'm going to make a connection with my thumb. It's like a stabilizer. And we're going to get this number one pressure. And if I say something you don't understand, just unmute yourself and jump in and say, what? I can't see what you're doing, or I don't know. It's not clear, okay? So the lightest contact it takes, and just really feel how light that is, a connection to the skin, to move the skin. Now, I have a method for this. I always go between the wrist and the elbow. And it will be very different depending whether your skin is tight or loose like mine because of my age. So I put my thumb underneath, and I'm going to start with the same finger that I used on my eyelid. And with the lightest, can you see this? Look at, I'm just moving my forefinger with the lightest possible contact. That, no, it's not rubbing. Look, what happens if I go over the skin? That's not T-touch. I have to move the skin. And it's when it's a light pressure, and that's a one pressure, it can only be a really small circle. any comments about that? So, Lauren, just so you're clear, we're moving the tissue. Now, if your skin is tight, you won't be moving it. You'll just be kind of rolling around the very underneath part of my finger here. It's just a little roll around. That's a one on your, Lauren, on tight skin. And on young athletic skin. Now we're going to go to a three. And I go to a three, I find this cheekbone, say hello, feel underneath this bone right there. Now again, I'm going to connect the elbow. Take a nice deep breath through my nose to activate that nitric oxide. Get the oxygen going. Now I'm going to use my middle finger here because it's my longest. And I'm going to clearly push the skin around. See, the other fingers are just following. I'm not actually consciously moving them. I'm just allowing them to follow. Now, when I clearly feel the bone underneath there, clearly feel that, pardon me, that's a three. So I come back between the wrist and the elbow, thumb underneath. And now, see my thumb here? Because it's different. If I hold my thumb up and I make these touches, try that actually with the thumb off. Now with my middle finger, I'm going to allow all my fingers to be on, except I'm keeping the thumb off consciously because I want you to feel the difference. I'm pushing the skin around. Now it'll still be a small circle on tight skin, but go back here and feel, wait a minute, what was that connection I had with the skin? What was that? Okay, that's your three. Any comments or questions about this? And please understand that your questions are really precious. Because any feelings or thoughts about that three? Let's stay on it. Feelings or thoughts, not even questions.
Linda, Lauren.
Lauren, yeah.
I wonder if Nancy was asking the same thing that I have wondered, was not how to determine a pressure, but when you use which pressure. Because I remember in the video where you taught all of the touches, and you said to calm, to energize, use a 1 second circle, to calm, use a 2 second or a 3 second circle. And then you talked about, and then I never was sure. So that's, you know, I've learned so much over these last weeks, and it kind of came clear for me when I told you last week that my arm is so hard, I couldn't feel anything. And you said, do this. And it was like my heart just opened up. When I put my hand.
What did you mean by this? When you say do this?
Can you
describe it?
Use my whole hand on the arm. I forgot what you call this one.
Oh, the abalone. Yes, right. And then Sage suggested her arm, right. The arm on the arm.
I'm still always wondering which move and which pressure. It's not
okay,
what
so I'm
going to use when.
And first, Lauren, I will get there, because first I want to lead you clearly through this process of the pressures, and then we can talk about when, why. That's the second part. So the point is, we've only talked from 1 to 3, and but we have on that pressure scale 1 to 10. Why do we have 1 to 10? Who wants to reiterate that? why do we have 1 to 10 when most of the time we're using, like, you know, a light pressure, maybe a 2 to 3? What's the reason? I wish I could throw chocolate in your direction. Really good chocolate. Who wants to say, why do we have 1 to 10 when we primarily use 1 to 3? What's the logic? It has to be logical.
You said a really muscly person would want a heavier pressure because they're not feeling it.
That's part of it. Yes, absolutely. And the fact is, in most, if you are a person who loves deep massage, if you go to a masseuse, most pressure will start at a 7 or 8. That's where it starts. And that does not talk to the cells or getting the messages through the whole body, because it's very local, very practical work to you break crystallization in the foot. That's foot reflexology. You break it down. We melt it. There's a big difference to get that light in that I forget who brought that really important actually Lauren, you did that concept. Now, wait a minute, and then I'll talk when we use the heavier ones. Now, what happens if I want to use more pressure than a 4, a 3? I can do, it's a little more than a 4, but I have to tighten my fingers if I'm going to use the clouded leopard, that part. Now, what happens if somebody says, I can't feel that, you have to go deeper. If I'm going to use this pad part, I'm going to tip my fingers straight up, and I'm with the fingernails. Now, you can only have like a short nail. It can't be like a long pointy, you know. It can, but some nails actually, to most people, feel good. And when you go straight in with the nails, and you do twice as much pressure, but you can go into the body, except when you've got tension, you can't use that. And then you have to do what you did, Lauren, what Sage had you do, which is even less contact than the abalone. It's the other arm, because you have to be really respectful of this other arm doing that. So that's when we want to just talk to the body with less pressure, but real clarity. Peacefully, I would say, with the whole hand. So as we get into 3, now, if I want to go even deeper, I have more effect. I spread my fingers, and that's where I want to make sure that's called bear touch. When they're together or spread apart, it's a tiger. And you have to have a 90 degree angle for safety on your hands, because I want you to all press your fingers down and subluxate that joint or flatten the joint. Don't put pressure like that. Not good for your hands and not nice for the other person. So you want to have that 90 degree angle. So now the question is, wait a minute, when do we use the light pressure and when do we use more pressure? The light pressure is when we want to really talk to the cells, really have a communication, a conversation, a connection. But if the body is shut down and can't feel, we're going to have to use more pressure. And this is what we learned, the quickest way to help your body get over pain is if you use a pressure that hurts. That might only be a 2 in some cases, but it might have to be like a 5. And then you say, oh, whoa, that was too much. My body will take me seriously now. And now I'm going to go back and use less pressure, that I can still do the touches, but my body will believe something is happening. Because, and this is a hard concept to get across, just because so often we're using light pressure on acute injuries. And on acute injuries, man, you don't use a lot of pressure. On this chronic stuff on the body, sometimes you have to, but you use it only 1 or 2 touches, and then get your body to trust you. And that trust comes from the movement that activates, the movement of the skin activates the oxytocin, the trust hormone. And the smiling activates the serotonin, the feel-good hormone. Now, all of this, I'm sorry to take so long doing this, but can you, Judy, could you put up, please, the nine elements? I just want you to see this. This is the core of the work. And just this sharing, this, oh my God, you can use it for that? Really? Okay. And yes, that's it. That's it. That, and the ones with the little tails. So the nine elements are basic. This is the 1 to 5 to 10 pressure, sorry, and a 0.5. Now we actually can also affect the body off the body, right? We all know that. Now, if I have an injury that is so, like, say it's something that you did a couple of days ago and you haven't been able to touch it, you will not be able to touch it after the fact right away. You may have to use the workout off the body, or if this is like a 10, 20 year old scar that was really life-threatening, you may have to be way off the body. And then look, I have to turn my fingers and use the fingernail, the nail part, because my body knows instinctively I cannot grab, but I have to work way off the body. So that's still having an effect. We don't have a way of giving that pressure, but we're working out in the energetic field, and it's, we don't feel it, most people don't, but you'll know when you can start trusting your body, then knows you're not going to hurt it. So it's really about the feedback. It's about this element over here, this ninth element, the feedback, is enough pressure that it hurts, and then say, whoa, now I want to bring that light into the cells. And if I want to do that, it has to be non-threatening. I have to trust. That second T in T Touch is for trust. Now, sorry, that's a lot of talking. I would like to know if that, Maggie, if that makes a little clarification for you, because I know you really had questions. We'll take this down a minute. Actually, Judy, before you answer, Maggie, oh, too late. Okay. Maggie, thoughts, feelings, any clarity that you've had since the last time you asked me that for more clarification?
Yeah, I'm not feeling like I have an enormous number of questions. I feel we're going at a very nice pace to integrate the information.
Great.
Pressure for me, coming at this from a very Feldenkrais angle, which means I'm very clear on gentleness. That's something that has made sense for a very long time. At the moment, I'm still experimenting a lot with movement. So finding the spirals as part of a moving process in my hands, in various joints, as an internal imagination. I work a little with chi. I'm not very knowledgeable, but I'm interested in the way that one can get clearer and clearer in the sense of chi. While we were talking earlier, I started to imagine a golden spiral happening in the center of the palm that was the 1 1/4, and the chi was very strong very quickly. So I'm still just playing. I love how free one is to play. I'm doing a little bit with people in hands-on, but it's quite interesting. I've got a lot of very sensitive clients at the moment. So, you know, a little goes a long way. And I'm getting people sort of, you know, saying, oh goodness, I feel loads better. And I'm getting people coming back and saying I had diarrhea. So I'm still looking for a sort of nice level of response. I'm still very much practicing and going as gently as I can and still finding people who are very sensitive. But I'm needing to do a lot on myself at the moment. I've got a colitis-y thing, a very mild but distinct colitis-y thing going on. So I've actually been going in quite a long way and doing them here. And it's interesting how once I started pressing in, how much just basic tenderness there was in this sort of area. And you were talking, right. Was it Saturday? You were doing this sort of lovely big sort of like an arc. I was working with that a lot at the weekend because I had a lot of internal pain. So that's sort of where I am. You can tell it's a bit vague. It's the end of a long day for me. I start teaching at 12. So this is like hour 9.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit, but in a good
way. I think you're very clear. I don't think it's vague at all. And what I was saying on Saturday, I rather than working on just a spot where there's an issue, that's where I like to. I started this many years ago when I was actually at Esalen in the 70s. I imagine I was going into this whole area and making it into snow. And then I had these little elves come in and we were taking shovels and we were shoveling the snow out of there. This is long before to touch. It was great. Now, instead, I feel a hip bone and I feel right in here. And then I start here. And then I work up, and sometimes sometimes I'll go in like this and then sponge in.
Uh-huh.
And I have about several different ways. Just try this. And I come up around here. And then when I find, that's more painful, then I do less. And I go in not so far with the sponge. And I use my breath.
Is the sponge a particular shape?
The sponge means it's like I say hello, I activate this and I go into the center of the circle and go straight in. I think of a wet, beautiful. Beautiful, these big sponges you used to get in the ocean, and I think of the ocean and the water, not a commercial sponge, a big beautiful sponge, and then I come all the way around here, and you may find some areas. Ooh, painful! Wait a minute, I might have to use my elephant seal there. So I just play around. What parts do I do? And so. Rather than just concentrate on the colitis, I went, as you discovered, it was lots of places that were sensitive. So you just start, you know, bringing this awareness. And I talked to the bacteria in there. That's a whole other discussion, you know. And the ones that aren't supposed to be there, I invite them to transmute to the light, you know, like find another form. Thank you very much. And give gratitude to all the stuff. And I've just recently read again, like we have more bacteria in our intestinal tract than we have cells in the body, interestingly. So sleeping, that is so nice. You go very slowly in just to the place of comfort to sleep. And then, and I step to the next place I go from. It's just one possibility, and then I'll move up.
That's already made a huge difference, Linda.
How do you feel?
It's much less tender. That's really made a huge difference.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it's so exciting. Thank you.
And this is what, go ahead.
Anna has her hand raised.
Yeah, before I'd say, this is why each time I want to just work at least with one or two people. Like, I want to know, how is the toe going? Nancy? You can unmute yourself. Just before we get to Anna here, are you still with Nancy?
Nancy's not here anymore.
Ah, boo. Okay. So could you just drop her a note and ask her how it was after? If she can just give us a little report, that would be great. Anna, thank you.
I was taking the ferry a couple of days ago from Bainbridge Island to Seattle, and all of a sudden it was said, oh, at the port, there's orcas. And and they would go, you know, the water. And then all of a sudden to see, when you brought the, you know, 9-aspect chart up, to see orca breathing. Because for me, every time I'm really working with myself by myself, that idea of really expanding, you know, wherever I'm at, to really breathe in through my nose. And when I think about breathing out through the straw and thinking of it as orca breathing now, that beautiful image. And this idea, when I breathe out, I realized, you know, you expand and then you're breathing out. You realize the calmness, you know, that brings into you the breath. And that's what I love about T-Touch, is that it really is connecting you when you're breathing through pierced lips. No matter what the pressure is, as long as you really are practicing, you start to really emerge into your whole body. And what's happened for me, I'm now, my eyes are moving, sometimes my jaw is moving, it depends where I'm going. And I realize T-Touch has so interconnected me with my toes. I mean, obviously sometimes I just work so fast, I'm not even connected. And then I have to calm down and start to understand where I'm holding and how can I begin with my breath. And with T-Touch, it's magic. And again, thank you for always just bringing all aspects into discovering who we really are and how we can love ourselves and be really interconnected. So again, thank you, Orca Breathing.
Beautiful. And what I'm going to ask you, it's 10 o'clock and I really am going to try to keep this to stop at 10 because I know we all have stuff to do. I'm wondering if you would be willing, I'd like to go and just from each person have one really short thing that you're taking away from today, just a few words, something you're taking away from today. So, Tyra, what are you taking away today? And I have your takeaway, Anna, it's orca breathing. And think of something we'll do then, Denise. I'll just go down the list that I have here.
That it can be so effective on joint pain, and to use, emphasizing again, to use the deeper pressure on the finger joints and other joints where there's pain.
Yeah. When your body likes it.
Right.
Important thing. Thank you. Denise.
I do have a question. Is it okay?
Feels perfect. Totally.
When you're working on someone else, can you work with the deeper pressure as long as they're okay with it?
I forgot. I meant to bring this up, Maggie. So what I like to do with this, I mean, it depends when you know when you're working with your client. So you can do a few T-touches that you think is, you know, they might like. And then I like to ask if it's appropriate. You have a choice. Would you like me to use more pressure or less? And just stop there. Don't say too much. And let them say. They may say more or less are the same. And then you can say, Well, I just start with that. And then when we're practicing together, say, would you like me to go a little faster? Or would you like me to slow down? And these basic questions, why am I saying this? Because in the Feldenkrais training, we just do. We don't get feedback from the person. And the fact is, T-touch is about empowering a person to figure out what it is their body would like. Because a lot of times we don't know. And that's why we don't say, do you like this? Well, a lot of people, as long as it's not painful, they love anything. So this idea where they have to make choices, would you like more pressure or less here in this spot? So play around with that a little and see how that when you're working with someone else, how that is. And you can tell them, you know, what you're doing. Okay. And just see, because sometimes it's a great surprise. Many times they'll say, I like it the way it is, but that makes them or requires them to make a choice if possible. Is that helpful?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Denise.
Yes, hi. Today I have to take away some words from the Abraham Hicks, what you tell some, the last 3 or 4 days I have these words, and I think it's the right thing today. You have to begin to tell the story of your life as you know wanted to be, and discontinued the tales of how it has been or of how it is. And
oh my God!
And this is these are my words in these days, and especially at school and in my completely life. And today also, it's very important to with the right imagination for the talk between the cells and the light and the communication. Yeah, and that's what I take away today.
Unbelievable, isn't exactly what Ava started with. Can you read that again? And could you write that in the chat, please? So you have to begin the story of your life as you want it to be.
And discontinue the tales of how it has been or of how it is.
Oh my God, it's so perfect.
Yeah, the tales, I think so.
Discontinue the tales of how
it has been.
It has been.
Yeah. Or of how it is.
How it is. And you see, this is one of the basic philosophies of our work, the keys to success in the Tellington method, that you picture the behavior or the health or the performance or the relationship with your animal that you want, or with yourself. You picture what you want instead of using the old story. It's just exactly what this is, and exactly what Ava practiced that Lynn McTaggart had recommended. There are many different ways of doing it, and it works. So we'll have lots of practice. Thank you. That's Denise. I didn't read it yet this morning. Oh my God. Ava, are you blown away? This is like incredible. Thank you. So Ava, your takeaway.
My takeaway is, as we've been doing all this, I've been T-touching my surgery site and going back and forth to a little bit deeper, a little bit lighter, and honoring, I really don't want it to hurt at all. However, it is fresh. It's only since Saturday. Miracles happen, but I think I have to give it some time. But the idea of just, okay, if it says it's too much, then just back off and just do it lighter. And you're still going to have an amazing result.
Yes, and that's really important to take away, because when it hurts, you just do one or two T-touches to make sure, oh yeah, this one's too much. And then this is where it takes the trust and the sharing and listening. You won't feel it when it's doing the most, I think, repair work. You will not feel it, that 1 1/4, where just activating that, supporting that communication between the cells, bringing the trust. And that trust comes with a lighter touch. That's why it's confusing about, like, why use a deeper touch? But without the deeper touch, you don't believe that anything is happening. Thank you. Can you still hear me? My earplugs may just have died. Oops. Hold on.
We can definitely still hear you.
Oh, because I couldn't hear you. I've got my earplugs. My earpods died. Lost their answer.
Thank you very much.
Besides the incredible book. And then Harriet, if you're still with us, if you could be ready. And then Maggie. You're still muted, Lauren. We can't hear you if you're speaking. You're muted.
Who are you asking, Linda?
Lauren.
I don't think she knew.
Oh, sorry. You don't. Lauren is not next to Ava on your screen?
Not on my screen. It's different for everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. So after Lauren is Harriet and then Maggie. Thank you, Kirsten.
I've been talking a lot with friends the last couple of days about beliefs and how to get rid of old beliefs. And what Denise said was really bang on, because you said it in a different way, in a way that isn't that word over and over again, beliefs. You know, when you said the story of my life, I totally get it. And it made a lot of sense. And I really appreciate that. The it ties in with this, with when we were talking in the beginning about investment of outcome equals fear. And the osteopath keeps telling me that I'm afraid of pain. And I'm like, have you ever had pain, for God's sake? It hurts. And then he tells me when I leave, he says, ignore the pain. And I'm like, how the hell do you ignore pain? And it doesn't feel like it makes sense to me to say ignore pain.
No, because when you ignore it, the way to ignore it is other it. And when you other it, we disconnect from our body.
Oh, and that's why I'm so freaking disconnected. Oh, crap. Sorry.
That's okay. What a great thing to discover. And many people have many opinions. The thing is, it sounds to me that person's opinion doesn't ring true with you. So, you know, next time, let's use a little body kinesiology. But if you will please remember, I'd like to show you a way of getting to kind of other possibilities.
Thank you.
How you feel about stuff. So know that it's perfect, Lauren. You're perfect. Keep that in mind. And let's just dance with this amazing, or this collection of 50 to 100 trillion cells, depending upon who says it, and the fact that they can communicate and that we can see, hear, feel, the blood flows, that we do all this stuff, we're miracles. Hold on to that fact that you're a miracle and you are having pain. And you know what? I think a lot of people haven't experienced pain, and I'm so glad that I have had all these difficulties. I don't have pain, I just can't move from lack of energy. So I know what that's like, because people can't hear it if you haven't had it. So Say hello, body. I love you. We're going to get to know you. Yes, yes, yes. And look at the look in your dog's eyes, because they're sending you love. So, Harriet, I don't know if you're with us. If you are, you can unmute yourself if you would like to. And you don't have to. If you'd like to write something in the chat, if you're here, that would be good too. Maggie, and then Penny.
I'll go, and if Harriet appears, I'll disappear again.
Who is this?
This is Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie, good.
Yeah, and Harriet doesn't seem to be there. If she appears, I'll go away.
Yeah, I think she's there in spirit.
Yes. I really like the sponge. So I'm adding that into my explorations. And what was the other thing? There was another thing. Oh, too tired. Yeah, okay. Lots of good things. Lots of good things. But I love the sponge.
Great.
I like the strong. I've got some very tight joints in this that are a little bit tender. So I've been playing with the strong there, and they really like it. My fingers like that too. And I'm sure beautiful. It's a kind of arthritis. It's not very painful usually, but it's good to work with it anyway.
And do a couple of strong ones and take tea touches, and then a couple of very gentle ones, just saying, thank you, fingers, for all you do for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Inside and outside. Everybody just put your fingers and thumb on your inside and outside of your fingers. And then a little circle and a quarter with either the forefinger or thumb, whichever. And then a little gentle movement upward toward the hand. And just hold that, Maggie, and see if that very gentle. Is that interesting or not?
Yeah, yet? Very, very. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because that's one of the possibilities. Mm. When you say you have tight tendons, that gives a very gentle release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
It's been wonderful as always. Thank you.
Remind me next time. I'm going to do that with all of you, because it is brilliant, because in our hands are connections to our entire body. And I'm going to put up a form so you can see, make the connections. Thanks. Great. So now I'm Penny, and then Angela.
So my word is magic. Tea touch is magic. The takeaway from today is I really appreciated the understanding of the pressure and everything. And I wanted to give you just a real quick hit. I've got this 8-week-old baby puppy, and I've been using tea touch on her since I've gotten her, and she sleeps through the night since day one.
Whoa!
And she's really good in the little car seat thing that I had for her. And she really is doing well with my other dog. So when I hold her, I tea touch him. So I'm tea touching two at the same time, but they're getting along. And he's a 6-year-old with really a lot of puppy issues, and he's learning how to play with her. So this is magic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yahoo.
I know.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, and she's my tea touch baby, because she's getting it from day one. Here she is, and she slept the whole class, and as we're closing down now, she's ready to get up and go.
So, wow,
so good.
I mean,
so thank you, Linda.
You're welcome. And I mean, it's so cool that we talked about this the last time. And the thing is, it's so wonderful when you introduce two beings, whether it's dog, cat, two cats, two dogs, you know.
Yeah, and I gave them both the tea touch, and she's getting it in her teeth and in her mouth, and she's letting me touch her everywhere. So it's all great. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. How exciting.
Yeah.
Angela, and then Megan.
For me, it's all about cherishing those happy memories and really focusing on oxytocin through the heart hugs. And thank you so, so much, all of you. I was feeling really flat before I came on today, and you've just completely inspired me. And then seeing your cute little puppy at the end there, Penny, that's my puppy fix as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Let's see. Oh, I have to put you on big. I have to get that puppy fix too. Let's see. Can we bring the puppy up again, Penny? I couldn't see it because I have a gallery
here. Maybe the speaker will come up. Penny Rimfer, if you guys, I don't know if you can see her. Yes. There
she is. What is she?
She's a little Shih Tzu. Eight weeks old yesterday. Now she's full of beans. And she's
how cute. All right.
Us. I don't know if you can see her.
One of the things you can do on her little body is do little hair slides on her.
Oh, okay.
Just little finger and forefinger, little circles. You can do this with your own hair. We'll do it another time. And then a little slide out to the end. And it's, you lift the skin a little, however she likes it, she'll tell you.
Oh, she's calming down with that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it really calms them. When you want to put them to sleep, it's a great way to put them to sleep.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, there she is again.
Just Angela, thank you for reminding us of that puppy fix. Okay, now I hope I didn't lose you. Oh my gosh, maybe I lost it.
Okay.
Oh, no, I think I have the same. Yeah, I'm good. So Megan, and then Teresa.
Okay, so I think this today, it's always great, but today something that got deeper for me was regarding, I take notes, so activating the divine spark with T-Touch on an already perfect being. I think that's got to get really said a million times to me. And it just resonated a lot today. And hopefully that I can take it with me and take it away and use it, because also that a light touch, I have really found that a light touch really works. A deep, it works. I've changed my relationship with my knees, and I'm starting to change my relationship with my lower back, with the manatee doing very lightly back there when it hurts, and it's really helping. So thank you. Can I say?
Beautiful. I love that manatee. Newman, thank you very much. Teresa, and then Razia, and then Kirsten.
Thank you. I would like to take away two things. One is thank you to Eva, what she was telling about the hip replacement. I have two hip replacements, and one 23 years ago, with a complication of the sciatic nerve. They hurt it, and I had to struggle with that. But I was also very angry with the surgeon. I fell last week again, and I had to go to hospital to check because my foot is not doing well. So I was reading in Joe Dispenza what he did, and I said, he had the whole spine to recover, and I have the problem with my foot. So I definitely get with peace to my foot, and I try to work on that because I fell five times because I just couldn't really manage it well. The other thing I would say, what you said to Angela because of writing, and I will write to all them I'm missing, and it's a very good thing. I thank you. The one I lost also, all our dog girls. I have four of them and one cat, and I started writing to them.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Yes, and do let us know, because it's very profound.
Yeah,
that you will find.
It was wonderful to listen of all of you, and it's always to learn. Every moment, it's really we can't get everything, but I tell you, it's on a good place in the heart. Thank you very much.
Blessings. Gracias. And then Kirsten.
Yes, hello. I'm sorry, I'm a bit tired tonight, and I fell a bit to sleep. But to me, it was very, very, I took out many things. For me personally, I'm still really learning to use this tea touch on my own body. Like I have arthritis in the hands, and it was great to see how you work on the fingers, and also yeah, there's many things I was really touched by Angela's story about her best friend leaving. And yeah.
Beautiful. It's late for you. It's very late, isn't it?
It's late and I'm very tired, yeah.
So thank you very much. Kirsten, and then Brandy. Kirsten.
I was gone part of the time and worked, but besides the tea touch and the sharing, what was really helpful for me was Denise sharing of Abraham Hicks' quote.
Yes!
That is so, so helpful, and I think it will stay with me for a while.
I mean, and it's so incredible that that is one of our basic philosophies. Right. You cannot change your animal behavior, performance, health, or relationship until you change your mind about it and let go of the old stories. And it's exactly the same thing with our own bodies, with our relationship to ourselves and our own health and our own performance and and our own behavior. So, I mean, Denise, that was as spot on as the one that I read that one day that I keep repeating with the creative life force, that we have, that's a keeper. You have to say that every time. Fantastic. Brandy, and then Joy, and then Marnie. Are you still with us, Marnie? Don't disappear. I always love what you say. Brandy.
Hi, Linda. Yeah, so I had two things this week. And the first one was just this lovely, just kind of pat on the back from the universe that I'm still going in the right direction with what we were talking, the theme of talking about perfection, you know, seeing the perfection in something. And my class on Sunday that I taught in our Savasana, I remember saying to my students, I said, no one in this room is becoming a better person, a better version of who they are, of themselves, because you already are. You were born perfect. You're simply on your mat to remember that.
Yep.
And then to hear that echoed today is just like, okay, I'm taking my teaching in the right direction. It was such a lovely feeling, because for me, this is sort of putting a bit of my personal story on the podium when I teach and starting to become a bit vulnerable in public and showing people things that matter to me. It was such a nice, just kind of like, okay, I'm doing the right things. And then I guess the other big thing was, I didn't realize I had such a big part of me that I'd been othering my whole life. And I found that tonight. And it was, for a second, to just hold it, to touch it, and to connect with it was just bliss. So comforting. So yeah. Thank you for that.
It's phenomenal how we manage to function by shutting down, and sometimes it's the only way to get through, and then we can go back later and forgive that part, because that was what it took. Been there, done that. And I have to say that sharing ourselves as a teacher is one of the greatest things as we share, because it makes us authentic. We don't get to hear these things very often, what we're sharing here. So, and I mean, doesn't it just make you like want to stand up and cheer to have Denise pull that up from Abraham today? Like, oh my God. Thank you. So, Joy.
Okay, so for me, obviously I wasn't here a lot of the time because I'm having to take my class. It was the realization, of course, that communication is two ways. And so often when I'm working with my clients, I'm still in Feldenkrais mode and I switch to T-touch and I forget to ask them, would you like it a little bit lighter or stronger or faster or slower? And so that's a really good reminder for me.
Yeah. And it is a different way of being. It is empowering them.
Exactly.
To make a decision. Yeah, and it is different. Thank you all very much. It was a great pleasure for me to spend this time with you, and a great honor. Have a wonderful week. And I'm going to do my best to get in and to share a few things on the website. It's TT for the letter U, Body Wisdom, for those of you who haven't yet been there. And we're going to attempt to post a few things in there for you during the week. Blessings. Let's just do one heart hug and experiment again. Just maybe hold your hands a little differently from the way you have been. Something a little different. And send just with each 1¼ circle, great gratitude to this body, to these cells, to that divine spark in every cell in our body. And especially send the cascades of perfect, gentle light to fill those places you have not dared to feel because of pain. Fill them with light and imagine oxygen going there. And with T-touch and oxygen, activate that divine spark in every cell in that area that you've been othering. Bring perfect light into the darkness and see that light. Just the sparkles of light, like hold up that mirror. Let's imagine we're right there now in our magical forest and we're holding up that mirror to see this whole body lit up with these perfect little flashes of glowworms, that divine spark, every cell in our body. Blessings and aloha. Till next week.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.